right, you guys, welcome back to the Wise Up, Rise Up podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you clicked on this episode, you want to know more about how can you detach from that person. And I wanted to talk about this because at the end of the day, a lot of times the things that fucks with us is our detachment style, our detachment to that person, that detachment to that thing, that detachment to that situation, right? And a lot of times that holds us back from healing because of the fact that attaching ourselves to a person, attaching ourselves to a thing, attaching ourselves to a situation. And that is what really messes with us, right? That causes the depression, that causes the anxiety, that causes the fear, that causes the sadness. A lot of times when we get, let's say, you know, broken up with, somebody breaks up with us, or someone cheats on us, or somebody hurts us, right? Why we feel that anxiety, that sadness, that, you know, all these negative emotions is because of our attachments on how we think that that person should have treated us, how we thought that that person loved us, it's all about attachments. A lot of times people do not realize the reason why we suffer so much in a relationship or we suffer in life in general is because of our attachment styles, right? And that's what truly affects us. And I have been through the world of shit inside of my life and everything you can think of, right? And I learned that at the end of the day, as I started to work on myself mentally and emotionally, what really holds you back from healing, what really holds you back from living a happy and blissful life is that attachment. And once you learn how to elevate, once you learn how to let go of that attachment style, is when you can literally ground yourself in knowing who you are and embodying who you truly are, because you don't have that distraction of those attachments, right? That really affect you from you standing in your power, in being happy, in being sovereign, in being appreciative, of being living in a sense of life, of gratitude, you know, and really not allowing things outside of you to fuck with you or to steal your joy and steal your happiness. And it's just so powerful. And the ways that you can learn how to detach is learning what are the things, right? And being aware and awaken of the things that you are attaching yourselves to, right? So if you find that you attach yourself to people, right? To make yourself happy, to make you feel sexy, to make you feel loved, to make you feel whole, to make you feel good about yourself, then you realize that you have an attachment style to outside things and relying on outside things and outside people in order for you to be happy. That's an attachment style. You rely on things outside of you, a person, situation, in order for you to feel happy. So when you can really narrow that down, then you understand, okay, this is an area that I need to work on to deep down in understanding myself and where that stems from and why I have that attachment style in people, in no, in feeling like I need someone inside of my life or I need a concept or situation in order for me to be happy, right? And once you understand that, then you dive deeper in saying, okay, you know, was it my past, was it my childhood that I felt unloved, that I felt unseen? So I grew up with this, you know, thought that I need somebody in order for me to feel loved, in order for me to feel seen, in order for me to be happy. And I can literally sit here and say to y'all, I used to be that person where it's just like when I was younger, I never felt like loved. I never felt seen. So as I grew up as an adult, I relied on a man in order for me to feel loved, in order for me to feel sexy, in order for me to feel seen. And a lot of adults nowadays, man or woman, rely on that, right? That if they don't have that relationship, they don't feel good. They feel like they're lacking something. They feel like they're not enough. They feel like, you know, something's missing inside of their life. When at the end of the day, it's all about perspective. If you tell yourself that, that's what it's going to be, right? But again, for such a long period of time, maybe when you were a child, you carried those emotions that made you live throughout your whole adult life with that attachment style. But that's why I'm sharing this podcast with you, to help you guys to realize and dive deeper into understanding thyself and understanding those attachment styles. Because the more I was able to work on myself mentally, emotionally, to understand those attachment styles, is the more that I was able to stand in my power to heal them and elevate myself to feeling so empowered to never allowing another situation or another person to fuck with my happiness, to steal my joy, to steal my happiness. And I can make a great example, right? Like recently I started to talk to somebody and I was just like, you know what? I like this person. But then I started to see that they had certain traumas, you know, that they did not work through or work on themselves, that I started to see slip up to, that was affecting me. And I didn't like it. I didn't, you know, feel like I deserve to be treated that way. So when I started to, right off the bat, you see, when you heal yourself, when you work on yourself, you can catch the red flags off of people and situations so fast, to nip it in the bud, to know your value and know your worth, because you're standing in your power, knowing your value, knowing your worth, knowing what you'll accept and tolerate and not accept and not tolerate from anybody, whether it be a family member, a workplace, a man, a woman, friend, doesn't matter, right? So I was able to see that and turn around and detach myself from that situation, detach myself from that person and say, hey, I'm not willing to accept that. Because at the end of the day, that person has to do the same self-love and self-work and self-healing that I have done in order to deserve what I have already worked on, right? So what I'm saying to you is, it made it, because I've elevated and I worked on that detachment style, I was able to let go of that person and that situation so easily, to, you know, stand in my power and not allowing myself to, you know, hold on to something that doesn't deserve my time and my energy, because of the fact that I've worked on myself on that detachment style. And I'm telling y'all, it is so freaking powerful, because at the end of the day, it allows you to not accept shit inside of your life that doesn't deserve you, whether that be a job, whether that be, you know, a person, a family member, a friend, a relationship. It's just, it's crazy how it, I'm telling you, you will feel so powerful to walk away from shit that doesn't deserve you. Like, it just creates so much just power with inside of yourself, so much self-love, so much self-care, so much happiness, so much joy, so much gratitude, to see how much you have grown, to elevate, to not allow certain shit inside of your life, to not accept certain shit inside of your life. And I really hope that, you know, whoever's listening to this, you can elevate and learn the things that I'm sharing with you. Because I know for a fact it has changed my life. It has helped me in so many ways. And I know that whoever's listening to this out there, that it will also help you, and help, just, man, help you to heal and learn the true self-love you have within inside yourself so much, where you'll start being more happier. You'll start, you know, looking at certain circumstances and people and situations as a blessing, instead of being a victim and living in sadness, depression, anxiety, frustration, and anger. Because it'll allow you to change your perspective to, you know, live in a victim mindset, not a live in a victor mindset and not live in a victim mindset, where, you know, You're thinking like everything always happens bad to you, people are so messed up, and you focus on all the negative. You change it and you focus on the positive. So I really hope that whoever's listening to this, you embody and you start to learn that you are a king, you are a queen, you do deserve more than what you see that you accept inside of your life. But it all starts with you and the self-work and the self-love that you give to yourself and you work on with inside yourself is what's going to help you to elevate, to grow, to, you know, just experience people treating you better inside of your life. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the other people inside of your life. It's not about the situations inside of your life. It's about you and what's going on with inside yourself and what you're changing with inside of yourself that's going to help you to literally, you know, attract better inside of your life and experience better inside of your life. So at the end of the day, take this podcast and don't just listen to it, but actually put in the work to elevate, grow, and change inside of your life, to wise up and rise up inside of your life in general, right? Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. I really appreciate you guys. It's all about self-love, self-care. It's all about standing in your king energy, standing in your queen energy, knowing your value, knowing your worth, to keep just elevating. I love you all. Thank you so much for supporting my podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me. If you're not subscribed to my podcast, make sure you're subscribing to my podcast and tuning in to all the amazing content that I'm going to be sharing to you guys each and every time that I post. Thank you again, and stay tuned, y'all, to wise up and rise up inside of your life today.